Yesterday, Donald Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway told Fox News that Donald Trump would make good on his promise to repeal and replace Obamacare.
As you know, the House and Senate under Republican control, Chris, have repealed Obamacare dozens of times, but they never had a Republican president to go the next step. I think Mr. Trump has made very clear what his health care plan would look like, and it would not look like the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare.
But last night on 60 Minutes, Trump said that his health care law would resemble parts of Obamacare. Here he is with Leslie Stahl.
Are you going to make sure that people with preconditions are still covered?
Yes, because it happens to be one of the strongest assets.
You're going to keep that.
Also, with the children living with their parents for an extended period, we're going to try and keep that. Adds cost, but it's very much something we're going to try and keep.
And Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal that it was his conversation with President Obama last week that convinced him to keep popular provisions in the law, like coverage of pre-existing conditions and allowing young adults to be on parents' plans. But is that financially feasible? And what should consumers do right now? Julie Rovner is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Robin.
And we're in the middle of an open enrollment period. Let's get to what people should do. We're hearing anecdotally that they're wondering if they should even sign up if it's going to be repealed. So if they want to, should they?
That's right. A lot of people are very concerned. I think the general feeling right now, and obviously nobody can guarantee what's going to happen, but the last time the Republicans, as Kellyanne Conway was talking about, attempted to repeal the health law, they had a transition year. Actually, I think it was a transition 2 years. So there's every expectation that people who are signing up now for 2017 will probably have that coverage for 2017, that if Congress does repeal this, it will be, first of all, it will take a little while. Mm-hmm. And second of all, they'll probably leave a transition period for whatever it is that they want to replace it with, because frankly, they haven't decided what they wanted to replace it with.
Right, right. And after the election, the Department of Health and Human Services said there was actually a spike in enrollment. 100,000 people signed up the day after Trump won, and a surge like that doesn't happen till the end. So obviously, people may be aware you will get it for a while and they're signing up.
That's right.
Yeah.
And yes, there was. It was ironic that there was this big surge in people signing up. And we're right at the beginning of the open enrollment period. It actually goes until the end of January.
Well, what about people who are covered and are desperately trying to use it before they lose it? We're hearing about this. Women rushing out to get IUDs, a form of birth control, while they can. What would you say to them? Should they, like, rush a surgery and do it right now?
Well, I wouldn't rush to do things that you don't absolutely need. It probably wouldn't be a terrible idea if you're thinking about getting an IUD to go out and get one. Although I should say that the preventive services, things like birth control and IUDs, will be one of the harder pieces of this to make go away. So because they can't do that as part of this budget process bill where they could try to repeal other big chunks of it. But, you know, it is hard to anticipate exactly what would happen. And certainly the birth control benefit is something that Republicans have tried to amend before in all these many votes that they've had to try to make all or parts of the health care law go away.
Well, but, you know, there are people, and I've been hearing anecdotally from some, who are panicking that they're going to lose their health care coverage and that they can't afford other coverage. So, as you said, it would take a long time just to untangle this. But, if there's a moment where it is repealed, do people just not have healthcare?
Well, one of the things that President-elect Trump said last night is that they would not repeal it without having the replacement ready. Mm-hmm. Now, that might also anticipate that we're going to repeal it and we're going to put a transition period in, so we're going to basically sunset it. At least Republicans are saying that they don't want people who have gotten coverage under this law to not have any options. How they're going to fix that, including things like, you know, where he said, well, we're going to keep the ban on pre-existing conditions. Well, that's why you have to have things like the individual mandate. You can't just tell insurers that they have to sell to people who are sick. Otherwise, people will wait until they get sick to buy insurance. There has to be some way to make sure that there are enough healthy people to help pay for those sick people. They're going to have to figure out a way to do that. To talk about putting people into high-risk pools. That was in the House Republican plan. It's now on the transition website. That has been tried in the past, and it hasn't really worked very well in the past. There was a transitional high-risk pool when the Affordable Care Act came into effect, and it ran out of money a year before it should have.
Yeah. Well, and let's underscore this, Julie, because the way Obamacare worked is the mandate that required that everyone have insurance so that that could pay for requiring insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions or let young adults stay on their parents' plans. It sounds as if Donald Trump, maybe I shouldn't interpret it this way, but as he said, it was after his conversation with President Obama that he decided to keep these popular provisions. It sounds as if, is he just figuring that out?
Well, no, he'd actually said that before. He said it back in February in one of the debates. He has said several times. He's mentioned some of the more popular provisions of the law.
No, but I'm saying that you have to pay for it somehow.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah, or have – it's not even necessarily pay for it, but you have to have some balance to make sure that it's affordable. The taxes that are in the law that the Republicans hate so much pay for the subsidies to help people afford their premiums. So that's one way of paying for it. But the idea of requiring people to have insurance, that's to help the insurers have enough money to cover the people who are sick, who previously they just excluded from the pool. So those people couldn't get insurance. It's a very difficult balance. It took, I should point out, it wasn't just the 4 years of implementation that it took to get the Affordable Care Act off the ground. There were 2 years of preparation leading up to the debate over the bill. Well before President Obama became president, there were lots of discussions and negotiations going on with Congress and stakeholders. This was basically teed up and ready to go on Election Day of 2008. The Republicans don't have that ready.
Right. Julie Rovner, we will take this up again. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.